Shakira.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us. And we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, room 303. On Friday, February 13th, starting at 10 a.m., join WONI for our World Radio Day tabling happening in the Hunt Union Lobby. Also on Friday, join Milne Library for their For the Love of Books event from 2 to 4 p.m. in Milne 102A. In Dewar Arena, watch women's basketball as they take on New Paltz happening at 5:30 p.m. And stay after to watch men's basketball as they also take on New Paltz happening at 7:30 in Dewar Arena. On Saturday, February 14th, happening in the Hunt Union Ballroom starting at 5 p.m., watch the Threads of the Diaspora African Fashion Showcase, presented by the Pan-African Student Union and the SUNY Oneonta Heritage Language Institute. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked. Stay warm out there.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those.
Hi.
Girl. Guys, I tried to do something and it simply didn't work. So, welcome to my life. You're officially tuned into Stereotypes.
Yay.
Welcome. Can everyone talk so I can make sure your mics are working?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, hi.
Hello.
All right. So, welcome to Stereotypes, where we talk about all things, everything. Like, we just talk about lots of things.
That was good.
Okay, so
all
you
things,
just,
everything.
Alyssa, you just peaked the mic.
Sorry,
crazy.
Didn't mean to.
Wait, what mic are you on? Because it's way too loud.
Three.
Okay, wait, that was fine. Just talk normally.
I will. I just had to giggle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Okay, like everybody else, I'm having a hard time hearing low-key.
What?
Everyone's too far from their mic.
Well, me and Bella are sharing.
Yes.
One,
so. Yeah,
okay.
We're up close.
Well,
and
when
personal.
It's your turn, like, or like when it's.
Okay. Okay.
Moving on.
Oh, I'm pulling up spinach around. Okay.
Oh my Lanta.
So welcome.
Lucas, stereo. You can't multitask. Maybe we should switch.
I can't. Why don't you start? Just start talking.
What would you like me to talk about?
Oh.
All right.
Holy
welcome,
Toledo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stereotypes.
Oh, geez. You already said that.
We're starting over. Can you let me start over?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Go for it.
Welcome to Stereotypes. Me and Alyssa's talk show. I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ Al.
And we're back for another episode. Sorry for the chaotic start. I'm working on it. I promise.
We have guests.
We do have guests today. We have three beautiful special guests.
My galantines, my roommates.
Hello.
You guys want to introduce yourselves again? For the people that don't know
who's
who have been on.
I can go first.
You go first.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Evie.
Oh, my.
What else am I supposed to say?
Incredible.
How
incredible.
About you say, like, what year beautiful. You are, like, what
that
your
would
major
be smart.
Is?
Okay.
I don't know.
So I'm Evie. I am a freshman theater major, and
yeah, so true.
This is episode 3. Wow.
Hi guys, I'm Bella. I'm a junior and a psychology major with a theater minor.
Hey,
mentally ill. Represent.
Hello, I'm Leah. I'm also a freshman, and I am undecided.
Whoa.
Unemployed.
Yes, commitment issues.
Which brings us to the topic of today.
Valentine's Day.
I'm like putting Valentine's Day special with special.
What are you talking about right now?
Specialer guests.
So cute, so darling.
All my little galentines.
Did you write down little topics for us to talk about, Alyssa?
No, I was thinking of red flags, green flags, things that we're attracted to. Because in our dorm, we have a little diagram, a little attraction chart to see like where we all interlap and where we all don't interlap. It's important. It's important to have these things in mind. Yes. Highly recommend. The girls across the hall came and they were like, "This is a really good bonding exercise." Yeah, it kind of is.
You can say we're bonded.
If you don't have a Valentine, highly recommend you do that with your roommates. Create a little chart with your galentine.
Yeah.
Have
a discussion.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun. You know who we don't know? Lucas.
Lucas. Where do you stand?
Where do you stand with your type?
My type?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. It's so difficult because if I had to say blonde.
Blonde, or
lighter colored, but okay. not like because black hair is fine. It's just like I don't know how I feel about like I don't need an emo.
So you're picky. wow, so you're picky. Like,
I'm very
no
picky.
Emos.
Write that down. No emos.
People at
write it down.
Write that down.
Yeah, no, we do not overlap there. Give me all the emos.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know.
A blonde boy,
this
really?
This is not working.
No
okay.
emo.
Eyes, okay, so here's the thing about eyes is I'm not really that picky.
You're going through the whole anatomy of a person right now.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
No,
I've
like,
never really been asked
traits?
About my type.
Personality?
A personality, maybe? Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can tell Lucas is on Tinder.
He is.
And he is.
I love a good style, even though I personally don't think that I have great style. But like, if he has great style, like I feel like that's
style is important. Yeah.
Style is really important.
Yes,
and
Also,
like personally, well, actually, I don't know.
You said no emos. Do you like a nerd? Do you like I'm nerdy?
No, not really. I would say I do.
More for us, Evie.
I was going to say, I feel like emos and nerds can go hand in hand.
They can.
No, they really could.
Different type that of
is,
nerd.
That is
nerd
essentially my type.
Nerd is very broad.
Exactly, ladies.
Right now, in that case, that's
think
not
about
what I mean.
That.
No, yeah.
Think about that.
I'm
slam poetry.
So true, ladies.
That's true.
I love more masculine.
Agree. Retweet that.
Well.
I retweet that.
I would say definitely more masculine because, like, I can't be dating someone that's like literally me.
Yeah,
I get that.
So definitely like masculine. I would say like they could go to the gym.
Could go to the gym.
They could.
I know what he means. Like not obsessed.
But like I don't want a gym bro or a gym rat. Like
I'm a gym rat.
Like I can't.
That roid rage.
Right.
You can't do it.
Like
I can't do it.
Like biceps are cute, but it's just like I can't.
Yeah. No, that's understandable.
Can I throw out my hot take?
Please.
I don't like veins.
Oh,
veins.
That is kind of a hot take.
Make me nauseous.
Like in the hand.
I know, like anywhere, like the arm.
Yeah. Like. It just makes me nauseous to think about. Yeah, when they flex.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like that. I don't like it at all.
See, it's kind of good. I can't lie.
I feel like, for the most part, it just like if there's so many of them where it literally looks like spider webs.
Yeah.
Well, that's another roid thing, isn't it?
That's
like
a what?
A roid thing. Like if they have a bunch of veins.
A tasteful vein.
Classy vein. I could go for that. That's a little shady.
We don't have to overdo it.
Don't have to overdo it.
No.
Of course. No, let's keep it classy.
I feel like, hot take, veins are more attractive on women than men.
Very hot take, I would say.
I feel like most things are more attractive on women than men.
speak on it.
And that's where me and Evie collide on the chart.
I collide with all of you guys sometimes.
Bella is not.
I have another hot take.
Okay. I'm ready.
I prefer them shorter than me.
Now that is the hottest take of them.
And we know this, Alyssa.
The takes are piping.
The hot takes are piping hot. Shared with most.
The mics are peaking.
As they should be.
I'm sorry if you guys just lost your hearing.
No, it's fine.
It just, it literally was just like screaming. The board was screaming at me. Yeah, that is a really hot take.
Turn me down.
I did turn you down.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to keep going.
I could turn it off.
No, you don't have to do that.
I can turn it off.
I can turn it off.
Oh, so that's not...
It's the way. I could just turn off all their mics and talk to myself.
Oh.
I have so much power.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that's a really hot take, Alyssa.
Sure, it's very controversial.
But do you prefer to be the tall one, though?
Yes, that's what I mean, is I prefer them shorter than me.
Okay, so then that makes more sense, then.
Yes.
Like, personally, like, I don't think I'm that tall.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he is taller than me, like, then I get it. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and I would like him to be taller than me, but personally, I don't think that it's really like a deciding factor for me. I feel like it's more personality than physical traits, but like, still, like, I don't know. Like, it's hard because, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that input. Thank you. It's hard.
It is hard.
No, it's challenging. It's also because you can't control your height. And, like, true. I literally was just talking about this in my psych class. Like, men are so competitive when it comes to height. And, like, women are also not helping with that. Like, this is going to sound so bad. But, like, women are not helping. Everybody wants
a man that is... Blame the women. Blame the women.
But everyone wants a tall man. And then, like, but there are men that are not tall. And it's not their fault.
Exactly. And Alyssa's all for it.
Listen, here's
what am I all for?
They don't need to be a giant. They just need to be taller than me.
I'm
5'5", so I don't think that's too much.
We're going to get copyrighted.
We're literally a radio station.
Sondheim is going to get you from the grave. He's going to get you.
You know what I'd like to talk about?
Yes.
Leah.
Oh. Yeah.
Hi, Alyssa.
Let's talk about
Leah.
Hey.
Leah, on our chart, you have that you like hicks.
Oh.
Would you like
to... I just put that on there because I can't lie. You know what I mean?
She's
like,
very
we come from the town of Mayfield.
Okay.
And listen, there's not much to work with up there.
Okay.
That's pretty much it up there.
I gave up with Oneonta. I really did.
Like, I have to admit, like, it's fun sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't hate it. I don't.
Sometimes I like riding on a four-wheeler with a man in a cowboy hat.
You understand.
Yeah. A
four-wheeler. A snowmobile.
A snowmobile. Heavy on that.
Blue-collar boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I understand that.
It's something that I resonate with, really.
I get with that. Mm-hmm. It's just my hometown roots, you know?
That's fine. It's good. It's good to be true to your roots.
Thank you, Alyssa.
I think we interlap a lot on curly hair.
Yes,
personally, I love
I feel
curl.
Like that's most women can agree.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Curly hair.
Yeah.
There's just something about it, man.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows that you take care of yourself. Like, if you got some nice, beautiful, defined curls
you shower.
On your head, like,
hygiene.
God, is it hot in here?
The bare minimum.
Ooh.
He brushes his teeth. I'm sweating.
Ooh, deodorant?
I'm sweating.
Bro. like, oh my God, he took a shower today.
Oh my God.
That is sexy.
Remembering how to use your phone makes me oh so hot.
All right, Sabrina. Thank you.
The bare minimum.
I'm the complete opposite.
Oh, yeah, no, Evie is chronically offline.
I'm
stinky.
Is that what we're talking about?
You like them stinky?
No. She said that she likes when they know how to use their phone.
Oh.
As somebody who is literally never on the phone, I like somebody who is a little detached.
I thought we were still on stinky.
On the internet.
Okay.
Yes, a little unplugged.
Sorry, my bad.
Would prefer to see me face to face instead of just texting all day.
Darling.
Yeah.
Darling. Yeah, that's so darling.
That is
I did get Evie on the dating apps the other day.
Oh.
What just happened to you?
Lucas.
Guys, I'm on the SUNY Oneonta Dining Instagram.
Yes. Ooh. Is it Friella's?
Yes. I got Friella's.
Friella's.
Wait, did you guys go?
No.
Really? I don't know.
No, I think it's ended. It's definitely not.
I literally waited in like a 10-minute line and got so much food for free. And it was really good, but my stomach hurts now. But I think it's because I ate too much. But it's also Yella's. I do love it. I love Yella's. I just haven't had anything but a milkshake from there. But now I'm on the dining Instagram with Isabel and Logan. So I guess we're repping Woni.
Okay, nice. Cute.
Okay.
I just got a text from my dad that says, I feel attacked.
What part of this attacked?
What part Jake, of this conversation? What part?
I'm sorry.
So was about
hygiene, height, curly hair.
Maybe that was it, maybe.
Oh, he said not too tall like a giant.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Well,
Here's the thing.
No. So here's what I'm saying. I'm saying is they don't have to be a giant. Obviously, that is preferred.
Obviously.
But it's not mandatory.
Right.
They just have to be taller than me.
Can I contradict myself?
Oh. Absolutely.
I said I prefer them shorter, but if they're taller than me, big.
Big
boy. Yes, I want that song. That's like, I want a big boy. Give me a big boy.
Yeah, like not like a Timmy Chalamet.
No, not
like
scrawny.
Someone with some meat on their bones.
A dad bod.
No, like
a dad bod.
Like I said,
underrated.
Oh, that's not. So
you don't like a dad bod, Lucas?
No, I don't.
Lucas.
But I don't.
You said you didn't like a gym bro either. So do you like
skinny?
You know what? Actually, now that I don't hate it. I don't hate a dad bod, but I can't have someone that's literally like borderline anorexic.
Oh, well, okay. Controversial on the mic.
No. But you're not understanding. Like, and what I mean by that is like I can't.
In the sense that.
Can I add something? We have a behavior chart in our dorm, and Lucas is at the very tippy top bottom.
He just says
the most offensive things without meaning to.
Guys, sometimes I really don't think before I speak. And it shows.
That's nice, Lucas.
That's nice, sweetie.
Okay, so no, but like yes, you're right. Someone that has meat on their bones, of course. And yes. It doesn't need to be a gym bro. Like, I don't need you to be jacked. It'd be nice. But like, it's not something that's like a requirement of me. It's like you understand?
It's just like an added benefit.
But if you have abs, like, I'll marry you in a heartbeat.
Oh. Okay. So you do have preference.
But also, if you do have abs,
put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
Thank put you. A ring on
See, here's
it.
The thing: is
put
abs scare me? I don't want. I don't want someone who's overly muscly.
It scares me. The abs specifically, like, or just
muscles? Just a very muscly person.
I mean, sometimes it's like really scary, and it doesn't like seem or look natural.
I get that for you.
Scary in a good
you
way.
Like muscle, mommy.
Oh,
should we talk about that?
Oh,
you
can.
Lee's
muscle.
Mommy. A muscle, mommy.
Oh,
you should say what happened to you yesterday.
Oh, well, if you insist. My good friend asked for a little debrief because it was her birthday this last weekend. Happy late birthday, 21st. Marley.
Shout out to Marley. Happy late birthday, 21st.
So I thought she just wanted to have a little debrief about her weekend. So I go and I get in her car. She says, there's something in the trunk for you. I think I'm getting kidnapped. I'm very nervous. I go out of the car and I open the trunk and there's a little basket for me with a sign that says, will you be my Valentine?
Gag.
From someone from home.
Cute. Not from Marley.
No, not from Marley.
From a secret admirer, if you will.
Why is every... I don't understand. Everyone is soft launching.
Do you feel left out?
You feel left out.
I do feel left out, but it's like, I feel like everyone is like, soft launching.
There's just something in the air.
Alyssa, you're soft launching too, so I don't...
I am soft launching.
Half the quad.
Half the quad.
So do we all prefer soft launch compared to hard launch?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Heavy.
Well, what's the... Can you walk me through why the soft launch?
Why
well,
soft
I think I just... I want to make sure everyone's on the same page. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take
let's talk
it
about
slow.
It.
Approach it with some caution and keep it private in the beginning.
It's also, can I add, more fun. It's more fun because there's a suspense aspect to it all. And I think people jump into relationships too. It's like too normalized. Like if you like someone, they're like, let's put a label on it immediately. I like the flirty talking, the will they, won't they, the like.
I hate that.
Little secret whispers. Like
I love a friends to lovers.
A friends to lovers.
That's the
a
only
friends
way.
To lovers.
I wish.
Look.
I love a slow burn.
Slow burn.
I love a slow burn.
A slow
burn.
A tasteful.
There's some tension there.
Right. It can't be too slow because then it's crazy. tasteful slow burn.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I think that's what's going on.
Evie's oddly quiet. Evie doesn't really agree with us. Evie would like a hard one.
Can you speak on it a little bit?
I don't agree. Well, okay. Okay, hold on.
Speak up.
Wait.
Let's hear it.
Speak up, Valentina.
Oh.
Valentina.
Well, okay. So, I mean, I agree if I'm, like, watching a TV show or, like, a movie or if I'm reading. That is fun. I feel like I'm such an open book. You always know how I'm feeling all the time. And pretty much everybody in this room can attest to that. Like, so I don't know. Like, I prefer somebody who will, you know, like me unapologetically and, you know, who low-key worships me.
Oh. Speak on that.
Okay. I mean, of course. I'm with you on that. Here's the thing. I agree in the opposite sense. We were watching Bridgerton. And I think it was Leah and I, and we were like, this is too slow.
Yeah.
I'm losing interest.
I'm like, it could go slower.
I was over it. That's crazy. I get over it so quick. Lucas, are you watching the new season of Bridgerton?
I've never watched it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
He doesn't understand.
Well,
Lucas, you love it.
But they're just, like, keeping secrets. Why secrets?
Why? Secrets are no fun. Secrets are for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
So, and that's exactly why they're called secrets.
Right.
So I feel like we kind of missed the point.
In the sense that, just vote. Just vote.
I already don't want to be out.
No, there is no such thing as keeping secrets with this bunch.
No.
Nothing is off the table.
Book.
We reenact things that have happened to us.
Oh, absolutely. Detailed.
I say, Bella, get on the floor. I have something I need to show you that happened.
And she'll get on my lap. And
Yo. Keep it PG.
I've got my hands in Evie's hair. I'm like, this is what happened.
This is what's going on.
Show me again.
Okay, show me again from a different angle. I need to really feel like
I was
there.
If you just lost your hearing, I'm so sorry.
You should be expecting it. Come on.
Just turn down your volume.
Just turn it down.
But Valentine's is going very well. For me this year.
Yeah, well, it's not for me.
Oh, okay.
I think the quad is split. The quad is split.
I know. We're divided right now.
And I think I already told Alyssa what happened, and I'm not going to say it over the air, but I already told Alyssa what happened. It was going to go okay, and now I'm having second thoughts. So.
Terrible. It's terrible.
I'm still torn about it, but we're going to figure it out. Right now, I'm gonna go out Friday night with my friends.
Fun.
And we're gonna fun. All the singles are gonna be out.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So whatever happens.
Take one home. Why not?
Why not?
Take one home.
Tis the season.
You know, I really could. It's just, you know. Yeah.
You know.
Do you have any red flags?
Ooh, red flags.
Like you're meeting someone and they do something and you're like, wow. No.
You're like, nope.
Oop, nope, and there goes all my attraction to you. No. Gone.
And it's gone.
We aren't allowed to get political, right?
Actually, you can. Hold on.
Not too much now.
Let me just quickly. So I tried to play this. Wow.
Oh, wow. Girl, what just...
I tried to play the disclaimer, but basically anything that we say on our talk show does not represent like the views of the school, so like it's our opinions. It's not like what the school thinks. It's just us.
Retweet that. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Disclaimer.
Now take it away, Abby.
Yes. If we talk about something that you don't necessarily agree with, just so you know, Wony, like it's not. It's our.
Spit it out. You got it.
It's not you.
That's my opinion.
It's the quad's view.
This is the quad's view. And I was about to say where we live, but then I was like, I can't do that.
Oh, wait.
Whoa. I was about to say our exact location.
Oh, like the room number?
The exact location you can find me.
Start saying the door code.
it's chill.
All right, what's your red flag?
But like, just don't say anything like crazy.
Well, yeah, no. I just mean, like, I don't think that I could be in a relationship with somebody who has a differing political view than
and
me.
I don't think
is
that's
that
crazy.
Shallow?
No,
I don't know.
That's
but I could not ever be with a Trump supporter.
No, that's
valid. Well, especially, I feel like it beyond politics, it goes down to morals.
No, yeah.
You know?
It really says a lot about you.
It's a difference
you,
of morals.
Truly. So, there's that.
Personally, I feel like I'm a little more neutral when it comes to that stuff. But, like, obviously, I still have, you know, an opinion and a side. But I do feel like I'm a little more neutral on it. It's just, like, because it's something that – it just seems so toxic to me But, like, I do agree with you, Evie, is, like, if someone does not align with my political views, then, and, like, well, first of all, I don't think, I would really hope that somebody that's gay would align with my political views.
Yeah, right.
You would hope.
But you never really know these days.
You never know. You never know. You never know. Any more red flags? I know we have some on our door right now.
I know.
Like, we have green and red flags.
Yeah, but someone wrote man as a red flag.
Who would do that?
I would honestly say my biggest red flag is being left undelivered for a very long time. Which happened
last week. Like, men make up 50% of the population.
Especially when you know they're on their phone.
Yeah.
You can see that they're active on Instagram.
Like, if you leave me undelivered, like, are you serious?
Are you serious?
Like, that's, like, the biggest red flag ever. Like, how dare you leave me undelivered?
Right.
How dare you?
How?
How?
See, okay.
Like, if you're really that interested in me, you wouldn't leave me undelivered.
Well, I guess, okay.
You would sit here for a whole week waiting for someone to get back to you.
Okay, yeah, that's a little...
Well, that's
literally just what
happened. I mean, like, for, like, a day. If you're busy for a day, I'm not expecting you to answer me.
Well, that's the thing. I am typically the one leaving people undelivered. And it's not that I'm actively ignoring anyone. It's just that I am so busy. I feel like being left unopened is worse. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody is opening your message, reading it, and just ignoring it and thinking that it's not even worth it to answer, then that's completely different. But if somebody is genuinely busy and they haven't been on their phone, like, have not been active, and they've left me undelivered, I don't really mind, because it's, like, independence. You know, everybody has their own things going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Another red flag for me is somebody who doesn't have, like, a passion or, like, a hobby.
But honestly, to be honest, you're right. Like, I'm not going to have somebody that's, like, lazy or, like...
Yeah.
If you have a stable job, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a teacher, so I need someone who has money.
Again, you need a doctor.
A doctor.
That would be ideal.
And even if that doesn't happen, it's fine. It's more fine. Just, like, I don't want, like, a stay-at-home. I cannot stand lazy people.
Yes.
You need to have goals.
Like, you need to have goals. You need to have some source of income. You need to have a job.
Like, what do you do after class? Like,
go get a job.
What are you doing for fun?
Go get a job.
Exactly.
Anything.
And also, like, I think it's insane. Like, right now, my schedule is, like, I can't breathe. Like, my schedule is literally, like, wake up in the morning, go to class, back-to-back things until, like, 6 p.m., homework, sleep, repeat.
Yeah.
So
sounds about right.
And, like, the production start hasn't even started for the shows yet. They're the one that I'm at least involved in. Now I'm doing terps. Like, it's just, there's so much. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
On our board, I was gonna write red flag and green flag as being a musician.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword.
It's a double entendre.
If someone would write me a song, I would marry them.
Right, like, that's the green flag of it all. Is, like, someone who's, like, that's a hobby, like, having passions.
But then if
and,
something goes wrong,
but then
they're going to
a
write.
Lot of people love musicians. Mm-hmm. And musicians love that other people love musicians.
Yep.
Wait, explain this to me a little more. I'm confused.
It means that, like, a lot of musicians are... players.
Yes, like, if you're very talented, people are going to be attracted
people
to
people flock
that.
To you.
And I
feel like talented musicians like that. People flock to that.
Yeah, they just usually have a roster.
Okay.
To be
unfortunate.
Unfortunately. But it's so good because musicians.
I spiked my mic. I'm so sorry.
I definitely did.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Continue.
But, like, who doesn't like to be serenaded?
Exactly.
You know
right.
What I mean?
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Like,
can I? Oh. I don't.
Right.
Can I?
Like, Alyssa does.
I feel
I
like
do, low key. I kind of agree
not
with you.
Not in a
sometimes.
Barbie movie way.
No, and that's what I hate. I hate
not in
the Barbie movie
way.
At me. Do not sing at me.
No, I can't.
Sing
with,
me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sing with. Don't laugh at me. Laugh with me. You know what I mean?
My dream is like a man showing up at my window with a boombox.
Okay, girl.
That is my dream.
You know what?
You know what? You have a point.
Wait.
No, I need to be that important. Like, put in the work. Thank you.
Can
Thank
I?
You.
Can I? they don't make white boys like they used to. In style, in romance, in anything.
Get rid of the pajama pants.
Get back. Speak on that.
That's I like not pajama pants.
Targeted at all.
But also, can I? Very hot take.
Go ahead.
Bring back climbing through the window.
Yes. Okay.
Climb
exactly
through
what I mean.
Like an early
my bedroom window.
Wrong.
Wait, did you guys
but
watch?
After you
did
asked
you guys watch regretting
climb
you?
My window.
I haven't yet. But
don't just show up.
No, like,
no, because I'm gonna have my bonnet on. Don't just show up.
I might have a face mask on. You gotta ask.
But it's no. I partially agree with you. I just why do you have to be sneaky?
Well, it's just fun to be sneaky. Listen, you don't. It doesn't have to be some big charade, but just like. Come through the window, you know?
Just come through the window.
It's romantic. It's yearning. It's fun.
Can I tell you what my dad just said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When talking about our instant responses and being left undelivered and stuff, he said, you kids are so used to instant responses. Mom and I had our first kiss, and then she went to Vermont for 4 days. No cell phone, no contact, no way to talk. Was it a mistake? Did she like me? Is our friendship ruined?
Okay.
I'd lose my mind if
I
that
know,
happened to
that
me.
Would send spiral.
I would
spiral.
That'd be the end
Goodbye.
Of me.
Hello.
It's a wrap on me.
Hello, mental hospital.
I need
hello.
I'm checking in.
Knock, knock. Let me in.
I need here instant I am. Feedback on
morning,
that.
Starshine.
Yeah. How do you guys feel if we take a quick talk break and
love
we come
to.
Back?
Yep.
Okay. We picked out a couple songs that are more Valentine's Day-esque, starting with Elvis Presley. This is Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yes.
Oh, we'll be back in a few minutes. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I with you.
Georgia, right in the eye of all you, I want you. In my arms, I'll let me hold you. I'll never let you go again like I did or I used to say. I would never. Georgia pulled me in, I asked to love her. Once again you fell, I caught you. Said I would never fall unless it's you I fall into. I was lost within the darkness, but then I found her. I found you,
We're back, guys.
I warned you guys.
We're so back. All right, so before we move on to our next topic,
I just want to talk real quick.
Okay.
What is your, like, at your wedding, what do you want your first dance song to be? Okay, I'll go first.
Thank you.
I need to look. It's cliche.
No,
yeah.
Hit me.
It's right now, and it has changed, but I think it's Lover by Taylor Swift, of course.
Of course, naturally.
That's cute.
Naturally.
That's really cute.
Or what's the one where... You Are in Love, also by Taylor Swift. Any Taylor Swift song, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he has to be a Swiftie. And if he's not, I'm going to make him a Swiftie. If he hates Taylor Swift, then we're breaking up.
Okay. All right. Well, you and I could never be together.
Yeah, well, good thing I'm gay.
Sorry, I'm gay.
Okay, good thing. Okay. Evie, what do you have, like, any song in mind?
Really.
We'll come back to you. We'll circle back.
We'll circle back.
Bella?
Okay. So, I'm a big theater nerd, so it probably would be a theater song. Like, we were just talking about this, actually, off the mic. But as of now, probably For Good from Sound of Music, if you know, you know.
Aww.
If not, it might be something like a song that means something to the both of us. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't know what it is at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leah?
You see, I don't really know either, but I'm not picky with music, so it'd probably just be up to whatever the other person wants.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I said that this is so chud of me, but I would do the song from Hadestown when Hades and Persephone fall back in love and they dance.
That's cute.
To show that they love each other. Yeah, that's what I would choose in this moment, but it's subject to change.
Of course.
Am I going to be at the wedding?
Maybe.
Nope.
Yes. Our girl.
You can be the ring bearer.
Yeah, I want to do that.
You can set up the chairs, okay? Yeah.
Throw the flowers.
That's crazy. Walks down the aisle.
All right.
Evie?
Maybe, like, Say Yes to Heaven by Lana Del Rey.
Oh, okay, cute.
I feel like that one really could be fun.
That would be really, really cute.
That's really cute.
I love that.
Lucas, do you want to plug the phone if anyone wants to call?
Oh, yes. If you want to chime in about anything we've talked about so far or anything we are currently talking about, you can give us a call at 607-436-2711. That's 607-436-2711. We can put you on the air. We can have a whole conversation, and it's great.
It'll be so fun.
It'll be so much fun.
All right, can I ask?
Yes.
Worst proposal. Like, if someone proposed to you like this, you would say no. Let me go first. Public proposal, yeah. Specifically.
Anything in public.
Specifically, like, I'll say, like, a baseball game or something like that. Like,
yeah,
that's
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not.
But also, when it's already an occasion, like, proposing on Valentine's Day on your birthday.
No.
Do not do that.
How about the wedding that was at the Super Bowl?
Interesting.
During the halftime.
Interesting,
very interesting.
But no,
that was cute.
Yeah, no, it was very cute. Special.
The background with that I saw was that they, like, invited him to their wedding as, like, a joke. And then he was like, no, I've got a better idea. And was like,
yeah,
I feel like
millions
that,
of people are part of your wedding now.
Yeah.
Like, that's
like,
your boat.
Your favorite artists.
Bella doesn't like that.
I don't like public at all. Honestly, hot take. I might not even like, you know when family will hide in, like, the bushes?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Don't do that.
I want me,
go,
you, and
do not come to my town. Yes, I just
in
want
a bush.
Me, him, photographer in the bush. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Also, it's going to be hard when someone wants to propose to me because you know how people are like, oh, my friend asked me to get our nails done and I wasn't even expecting anything? I would suspect something because I don't like getting my nails done.
Especially in white. Like,
right.
Because a lot of times, maybe
just
a French
tip.
Tap.
If you guys
Alyssa
said, let's go get our nails.
Never get a French tip. Are you kidding?
She would 100%.
We're going to have to work overtime.
Yes.
Like,
truly.
To try and not tip off Alyssa for her future proposal.
You will. It'll be so easy
Alyssa,
to tick me off.
Alyssa, how about we wear white today? Maybe a nice sundress.
She owns nothing.
I don't own any dresses.
How do we feel about that, maybe?
I'm like, no, I don't think
let's
so.
Let's go shopping for white dresses.
Yeah. Leah, Lucas, worst proposal?
Definitely in public.
Oh, wait, guys, someone's calling.
Oh, ooh. My jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, this is Woni. Do you want to go on the air?
Goodness.
Yes, you called Woni.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting.
Oh my God, Alyssa, it's your dad.
Put him on the air! Put him on
Jake,
the air!
Jake on the
put
mic!
Put him on the air!
Okay, give me 1 second.
Jake on the mic!
Oh my
Jake
gosh, oh my gosh,
mic.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Hello?
Dad!
Hello?
Dad! Hello!
Oh my God, you're peeking the mic.
EJ
so
with me too.
You what?
I said EJ is with me also. Yay,
my Elena. Sister, hello! Do you guys have a proposal that you would not accept?
What was that? A proposal?
Proposal, like wedding proposal you would not accept.
I think probably the same one you guys already said, the public thing. I don't need all that attention.
Yeah. No, don't look at me. Do not look at me.
How about Elena?
Elena?
For me, I would say no if someone got, like, one of those really big, like, signs with, like, all the flowers in a public place.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see that. Like, I see, like, TikToks of, like, people, like, setting up, like, against a lake, but then there's hikers walking past as you're getting proposed to.
Like, on a beach.
How about no?
There's just people.
There's just people everywhere sunbathing in the background. Like, that's okay.
I'm okay.
You don't
thanks,
have to
though.
Do that. I agree.
Here's my hot take. I think as a society, we're going a little bit crazy with all of this public displays of affection.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Retweet
as
that. As a society,
thank you,
we
Farm
are.
And Jake.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. Like, I know it's a big thing now, like all these promposals and like these fancy wedding proposals and even like these staged dances at the beginning of your wedding where you have to take like 6 weeks of dance class in order to like perform your wedding.
Wait, I wish I recorded that conversation that I just had, knowing that it's static right now.
I know.
The conversation that I did. Okay, this is terrible.
I might have just fixed it.
Did okay. you?
Fireman Jake, let us know if we're back.
Can you hear us? Anybody?
Wait, this is fine, though, because if
okay,
we are...
We go. We're back.
We're back.
Okay, we're back.
Wait, can I re-say what I said?
Yes.
Now? Okay, wait.
Go ahead.
Okay. But, we were in Market 32 / Price Chopper. Don't remember. We're walking past these two girls, and the one girl's complaining. She's like, "This. He gave me a KFC heart-shaped thing. It was full of chicken. Why would you think that that's... Why would you think that that's what I want? That's it. If you can't handle a real man...
That's
step aside.
Beautiful.
That is the most romantic thing I've ever
My
heard.
My dream date.
Literally. A heart full of fried chicken, and you think that's not fun?
If somebody got that for me from Dave's Hot Chicken, I think I would drop them on my knees and get married right there.
And
that's the
married.
Only time I could get married in public is in the Dave's Hot
Heavy
Chicken
on
right
the
there.
Married.
Married. Right there.
This is a PG show. Married. We're getting married. We're getting married.
Okay, so first dates, is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Dream
date.
First date.
My dream date, and you knew that.
And that's my dream date, and you knew that.
I don't
What's
I don't
everyone's
know.
Dream dates?
Who wants to start?
So, like, this is hard. Because
this is a really hard question.
You don't, hypothetically, you don't know the person.
Right.
In a perfect world, though.
In a perfect
like,
world.
Like, if you had the most perfect partner, what would you do on the most perfect first date? Like, your dream.
Wow.
Wait, okay, follow me. Ready? I'm ready. I'm ready.
Take us on this journey.
We get up and we go and we get lunch and coffee at noon.
Yep.
Okay?
I'm with you.
So then we can sit and talk, right?
Okay.
Then we go thrifting because thrifting is cheap and fun and it's like a scavenger hunt. I'm
Absolutely.
Like a mouse searching for cheese. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And we're having fun. We're tag teaming thrifting and that's so fun. Mm-hmm. And we're humble because we're thrifting.
We're so humble.
And they have
and
a different
then,
style.
Yes.
So you don't get the same clothes.
Yes. And then after that, we go to the aquarium, okay? And we look at the fishies together and we pet the stingrays, okay?
Yes.
And then, I don't know, we finish the day at the drive-in.
I
watching
love
a movie.
That's beautiful.
What did you just say?
The aquarium.
Is What's that okay
with
you?
Aquarium?
Maybe an art museum? No. Can I switch my answer?
Yep.
Instead of aquarium, do you know those immersive art things? Like they had Van Gogh.
I went to Van Gogh one. That. The Van Gogh experience. That was
yep,
so fun.
Yep, that. That
is really cute.
When
that
you look in the
that
art,
is a dream date.
That's my dream
that
date.
Is a dream date.
Dream
that is
day
that is
date.
That's so
day.
Fun.
Day.
I would low key say that my dream date is just a simple picnic.
Aww. Okay.
You can't go wrong.
Or like
that's
maybe
good.
Like a beach day.
Like what time? Like
not,
noon
like,
or like watching
beach.
The stars? Like what time?
I'm going to tell you, yeah, stargazing.
Yeah, stargazing.
A stargazing date.
So stargazing while sharing an AirPod.
Right, so that and then I can nerd out about the stars.
Yep, yep.
I
yep.
would say that, yeah.
Aww. Thank you,
okay,
thank
let's
you,
let's take you on my dream
thank
date.
You.
Okay, let's go.
We wake up, Dave's Hot Chicken, okay? on their card. Not my card, their card, okay?
Not my card,
I'm
card.
Very simple, okay, okay? That's all I want.
We
number
wake, we
one, light mild,
Dave's
extra
chicken.
Sauce. Thank you. Then maybe
oh
we
gosh.
Go to the mall and we have a little shopping day, maybe get some pretzels along the way, you following? And then we do something exciting in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Rage Room. I'm thinking Laser Tag. I'm thinking Dave and Buster's. Okay?
Yeah. Rage Room is really interesting for a first date.
No, it would be amazing.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after, we go back to my house and we play some Mario Kart.
Wow.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, for you, yeah.
I think it's amazing. It's okay.
No,
I see it.
Never
see
mind.
It.
I'm not going to talk anymore, guys. I'm going to see you guys later.
This is Leah logging off. Logging off. Signing off.
Signing
Never
off. Thank
mind.
You.
I'm leaving.
Wait, who hasn't set their dream first date?
Oh.
Who are we missing?
Me.
Evie.
I have not yet.
Evie, let's
okay.
hear it.
So I feel like it really depends on like how chill we want to be because honestly, like a day in with some like Chinese takeout and a good movie.
Do you have a movie in mind?
Oh,
like your
okay.
favorite movie?
Probably like Star Wars: Revenge of
the Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
we
maybe
know
not
what
that.
Bella's dream movie is. Okay.
Okay. Well. All right. Heathers is a good one with Winona Ryder.
Mm.
Classic.
Pretty much any horror movie works for
horror
me.
Movie is good.
I love
snuggling.
Yeah. Like
acting
so,
like you're scared.
I'm so scared.
Hold
scared.
Me.
Can you
what?
Come a little closer, please?
Wait.
Okay,
what?
Anyway.
Wait. What?
Wait. Who said that? Okay. That or Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules.
Crazy switch.
No,
up there.
I am so dead serious. Laugh all you want. This is one of my favorite movies of all time.
No, I'm with you. I'm there. I'm
and
shifting.
I I'm shifting.
My desired reality.
Yeah, no, like the most perfect person next to you. Big, strong arms and Chinese food.
Okay.
Perfect. This sounds perfect to me. But if we're getting real crazy, a concert.
A concert
would be so amazing.
Yeah.
Like just grab some food like after it's like, you know, almost 1 a.m. and you're still out like in the dark in the city. Like I'm picturing New York City.
What about like a Broadway show?
Absolutely.
I mean,
like, yes, but I wish that we could talk.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I get
that. Debrief after.
Yeah. In the intermission.
I would also honestly low key change my answer because like beach is fun, but I love a good boardwalk. And I don't, the thing
well,
is,
beach
is,
and boardwalk.
I don't live near a boardwalk, so it's not realistic, but I do work at an amusement park that's on the water.
Amusement park would be good.
Ooh,
so like amusement park, maybe
that's always
fun. If that's like, if that's the vibe, but like,
if that's the vibe of the evening,
I feel like that would just be a lot of fun. And it also, but like I just love boardwalk aesthetic.
That's so cute.
Lucas,
though.
We're running out of time. Do we have time for one more topic or should I not?
Yeah.
I feel like we have
just
one more. Okay. Very, very quickly. How obsessive would you say you are on social media? Like when you like someone, are you looking at like when they're active, their location? Are you like, how crazy do you get?
Yeah.
I kind of get pretty crazy. Can't lie. Can't lie.
Well, I mean, sometimes I just want to explore and see what someone's up to before I.
Right.
Like, right.
Definitely arrest me, Moscow.
Arrest
Definitely stalking the repos.
Arrest me, Bosco.
Definitely.
In the Instagram notes, trying to find the hidden.
Oh, yeah. I love dissecting an Instagram note.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is probably about me. Like, it's probably about me.
It's kind of fun because we're the first generation to, like, grow up with social media and stuff. So I feel like we're the first generation that's like, what does this Instagram note mean? What is this song about me? Are they active right now looking at my profile?
See, I'm not doing all that.
Okay.
Oh, she's just nonchalant. Like.
Okay.
I don't do Instagram notes. I don't know. Like, when I post an Instagram note, it's for jokes and for giggles. There's never some hidden meaning behind there.
Mine are very serious.
Mine are me professing my love to you. Like, this is my confession.
When I play Granny Roblox horror music on my Instagram, though, I want you to know that
she's lurking.
That there is hidden meaning behind that, and I need
you
to
understand
that.
You have to decipher
that.
It. Right.
Yes.
Lucas, Evie. Evie's offline.
Yeah.
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 She's unplugged.
What
so.
Can I say? Sorry, guys. Someone just walked in.
All right. Okay. So we got to wrap it up.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not obsessive at all.
Okay.
There's my answer.
All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Thank
to
you so much.
This was a lot of fun. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And have a great Valentine's
Day. Keep it locked.
And always keep it locked. So and Josh is next with the Young
PG
Quest.
PG weekend.
So, stay tuned for that. All right.
Bye.
Goodbye,
bye, everyone.
And here's Somber's latest song, Homework.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with rhythm there is right.
Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay, okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN.